Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief package before Election Day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi setting a deadline for tomorrow for Democrats and the White House to reach an agreement.
It comes as more than 6 million households did not make their rent or mortgage payments last month. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association's Research Institute for Housing America and also the U.S. Labor Department, which reports the country still more than 10 million jobs short of recovering the 22 million jobs lost during the first months of the pandemic. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil live for us in Washington, D.C. tonight with the latest on those negotiations. Joe?
Yeah, and really we have stimulus movement on two fronts. You have a bill that's going to come up this week in the Senate, and then you also have those negotiations you were referencing between Speaker Pelosi and the White House. I don't want to give any false hope here because right now both tracks don't look great to get a deal before Election Day. This bill in the Senate is one that basically has already come up and failed, and Democrats now are saying that it's likely to fail again. They're not going to support it. Meantime, this negotiation, this 48 hours, we're already beyond 24 hours in those talks, and so far there hasn't been much progress.
Stimulus relief now has a deadline. After months of failed negotiation, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said Sunday that the White House has 48 hours to agree on terms, or there will be no deal before Election Day.
I want to do it at a bigger number than she wants. That doesn't mean all the Republicans agree with you.
In fact, most Republican senators say they don't. President Trump's call for a bigger than $2.2 trillion package is far more than what Republicans will introduce this week.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Separate from negotiations between the White House and Speaker Pelosi, Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell is reintroducing what was called a skinny bill, $500 billion in relief measures. McConnell says it may not be everything the country needs, but he says it provides immediate help.
American families deserve for us to agree where we can.
Folks are hurting.
But Democrats like Senator Ron Wyden say McConnell's bill doesn't go nearly far enough to help struggling families make rent or put food on their tables.
When working families need a whole loaf, it can say, well, maybe we'll give them a slice.
Leader McConnell this week will once again force a vote on a partisan, emaciated COVID bill.
Democrat Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says McConnell reintroducing the same bill that failed last month isn't a real solution.
It's obvious he designed it to fail.
While the Senate is scheduled to vote on the Republican stimulus bill Wednesday, any deal the White House and Democrats agree to would also have to go through the Senate before the president could sign it.
So the stimulus deal that Republican senators are putting to the floor, that comes to a vote on Wednesday. As you heard there, not much confidence in it. It doesn't have the $1,200 stimulus checks that everybody is waiting for potentially here in the United States. Tuesday, there's going to be a separate vote on PPP funding, which is that program that helps businesses. That is an up or down vote. There's nothing else in it. It would just be PPP. So we'll see what kind of reception that gets tomorrow as it gets introduced on the floor. Reporting live tonight in the Capitol, Joe Khalil, News Nation.